Hello, beautiful humans. Welcome to the Just Keep Thriving podcast. My name is Johnny Maria Gresta, and I am your host and creator of the Just Keep Thriving brand. I am on a mission to help women embrace their femininity and manifest a deeply aligned life. If you vibe on all things manifestation, personal growth, spirituality, and femininity, then you are in the perfect place. I love having you as a part of this community. Let's get into today's episode. Hello, beautiful humans. Welcome back to the podcast. I am so excited to have you here. I missed you guys. I think it's been 1 or 2 weeks or maybe just 1 week since I haven't been on the podcast. And if you guys were here last year, you know that I was like posting podcasts almost every day, hence the 400 plus that y'all have just been consistently going through. So thank you for that. I'm glad that it's serving you. So even doing once a week is kind of a big change for me and was a little bit of a challenge when I first incorporated it into my content plan and my business plan for the year. And then taking a week off, oh my goodness, that was even more. That was even more of a challenge. But last week I was busy creating the What is the Work free training, which is currently still going on, so you guys can still come in today. I will drop the link down below, johnnyagresta.com/whatisthework. This is where my husband and I go through some of the key points of the work that we did to not only avoid divorce, but truly heal our relationship and come back stronger than ever. And it's not that we're done growing. We're going to continue using these tools, but there's so many of you signed up and so many of you are excited and so many of you are diving in. And so y'all can still come in. If you sign up now, you'll get the confirmation email and then I will go back and send you each of the 3 days that have gone out so far. Y'all can ask me questions, listen to the content, and then I believe on Wednesday, my husband and I are going to do day 4, which is the Q&A. So if you guys are waiting for that, if you guys are asking us the questions, you will get that day 4. I just wanted to give you guys some time to like catch up, listen to it. Anybody else who's like straggling in or is just hearing about it because hashtag the algorithm doesn't show you stuff sometimes, you guys can still come in. I just wanted to give it a few more days. And so last week, that's what I was busy doing. And we're going to launch into the Better Together course right after this. So I believe as of Friday, I think I'm launching into the Better Together course or something of that nature. This is an in-depth version of the work that my husband and I have done. You guys have listened to this since last year, the podcast that talks about how, is my marriage over? And then how we healed and all this stuff. You guys have absolutely loved listening to it. And so many of you maybe aren't considering divorcing, but are just in this phase of relationship healing. And I'm so excited for the Better Together course to really be that grounding, ever-growing course that allows us to continuously teach and share from a really vulnerable and open place, right? That's really always the goal. It's never to teach from a place of I'm perfect. It's to teach from a place of sharing. And I think that that's the most powerful teaching. So the Better Together course will be coming out. Y'all on the What is the Work training will get a discount. And then it'll be launched publicly. And it's so good, guys. It is so, so, so good. I wish we had this stuff when we were just, even before we started to struggle, when we were first committing to each other. I think everybody needs this work and needs to hear this story because it is not uncommon. So do with that information what you will, but stay tuned and sign up for the What is the Work training if you have not yet. So that's what I've been busy doing, and I just did not have the time and the space to really put out more content. Normally, I put out like a longer piece of content each day, whether it's in the form of book writing or in the form of podcasting or an email or a YouTube meditation. So I give you guys a lot. As well as daily content, but I just didn't have it in me, you know? So here we are. I'm glad I gave myself that space. I'm glad you guys still listened to a lot of the other podcasts, and enough blabbery. Let's get into today's topic. You're joining me on my bed that has no sheets right now because it is currently in the wash and I keep forgetting to put them in the dryer. I do have another set, but like I like that clean sheet feeling, and I know the ones in the cabinet are clean, but it's not the same clean as coming out of the dryer, you know? And then it has that cabinety smell, so, you know, I'm just waiting for that. So my dog is here. I got some, I'm still in my pajamas. I'm chilling on my bed. And I got some water. I just finished eating breakfast too. It was really good. I'm excited for the day. And I'm excited for the podcast. Okay. Enough avoiding talking, Johnny. Let's talk about the topic of today, which is going about your manifestations with confidence. So this isn't necessarily geared towards relationships, although we'll definitely give some relationship examples, probably some health and maybe some business ones as well, as I always do. Do you guys remember the seasons of my business where it was like, or my podcast where it was just business examples, and then when it was like health and business examples, and then now it's relationship health and business examples? Which brings me to the first point I want to make is that, you know, for me, in my business, it's always been this vision of having an overall brand that helps people in many of different ways. I didn't know relationships was going to be a thing. I have to be very honest with you guys. That was interjection by God. That was 100% God-driven. I did not choose or think that into existence or even see that as a path, although it's one of my main marketing tools right now. That was 100% God-driven. So I always had this vision of like helping people in their overall life, helping people in terms of manifestation, helping people in terms of overall healing, helping people in terms of health and business and confidence and all the beautiful things that we talk about on the Just Keep Thriving podcast. And there were so many moments where I was so unsure of how it was going to add up. How am I going to get there? How am I going to be known for everything? How am I going to market everything, you know? And we are here, y'all. Even though I might lean into a little bit more of the relationship talk, it's like underneath that relationship umbrella comes all of the self-help work that I teach, all of the manifestation work I teach, all of the healing work I teach, all of the health work that I teach, you know, and I didn't know how it was adding up, but it was, and here we are. So that was one of the first things that I really wanted to share with you guys in the podcast is it's all adding up to that thing that you're kind of scared to do, or that thing that you're just like, oh my goodness, it's too big. You know, I'm nowhere near that. You know, when I started this business, it was a health business. Very much in the physical sciences, very much in just nutrition and just fitness. But I knew there was something deeper somehow that led me to business. And 5 years later, here we are. And so it's been a beautiful journey, but one where I was always certain of the vision, even if I was scared to tap into it. You know what I mean? Like you kind of know what you're meant to do. You kind of know the path you need to take. You know what this kind of next season or that bigger vision for your life is, but there might be a little bit of a fear to fully acknowledge it. So like there were times where I fully acknowledged it and then I would like back off, you know, like, okay, that's for me. Okay. Oh my goodness. Is that for me? Can I do that? Can I be that person? Can I have that brand? Can I have that life? You know? And it's not exactly where I envision it to be right now, but it's so much closer to being there than it ever was, you know? So that's the first concept that I really want to teach and ground into today and help you ground into today is it's all adding up. It's all adding up to that bigger vision. So when we talk about confidence on our journey, we have to lean into the faith that it's happening even before we see it. Yeah. Oh, well, how do you know people are even going to care that you're going to teach in all of these areas? How do you know that people are going to pay you in all these areas? How do you know that people are going to follow you through all of these areas? Right? There's so many pages on social media in the business world where, you know, people evolve and they evolve, but they don't let their audience evolve with them. And they start a new page or they start a whole new thing or they leave their business to go do something completely different, which is all fine. But for me, I just knew that as I grew, my audience was going to grow. And I have people who have signed up since day one for health things that are now coming in for relationship things. And I had no clue that that was going to happen. I just saw the vision and I had the faith that somehow it was going to add up. Even the times when I was crying on my bathroom floor, like, God, I don't know what is going on. Somebody help me. Or even times when I would post on social media and it would get one like. True story. I didn't know how it was going to add up. And sometimes it still happens. That's fine. And sometimes it goes massively viral, you know, but the point is you have to have the faith. You have to have the faith even before you see it. Believing before you see it is one of the key concepts of just creation, you know, and it's a believing and it's belief from a place of faith. It's a belief from a place of connection to that vision, knowing that vision is unique to you, no matter how similar it might be to somebody else's. Knowing that your visions are unique to you, your goals and desires are unique to you. They were given to you for a reason. God uses you for good on this earth in whatever way you're meant to be used. And that's just, that for me just helps me detach from what is. And it helps me ground deeper into the faith that it's going to happen. You know, so wherever you are on whatever you're manifesting and creating in your life, how can you lean deeper into that part of you that knows what's meant for you and knows that the vision or the feelings or the puzzle pieces that you might see but not be able to put fully together into a certain, you know, vision or life? How can you lean into the part of yourself that knows that, yeah, that's it, and I'm just on my way to get there? You know, because it's not outward confidence we're searching for. It's not like I just need to see the validation externally to tell me that people are going to want to listen to me about relationships, or people are going to want to listen to me about health, or people are going to, or my audience is going to grow with me. How can I just pray for and lean into a deeper place of faith? Because when your confidence, I was having a conversation about this with a friend this week, and when your confidence is based on anything external, it's going to go up and down, up and down, up and down, you know? When your happiness is based on anything external, it's going to go up and down, up and down, up and down. And so we can't, like, I'm not saying external things can't make you happy and external things can't make you feel good. Of course they can. But even better than that, to make your journey on this earth and in up-leveling and in reaching goals or whatever it is you want, to make that easier and better, how can we just lean into a place of faith, knowing that somehow it's just adding up? And it's not up to me to put all the pieces together. It's up to me to show up for what I see. It's up to me to show up for the inspiration. It's up to me to continue going, crying on the floor, but keep going, right? Right? But it's not up to me to put all the pieces together. Like, I could never have thought my journey was going to look the way it was going to, or the way I've gone viral on social media for relationships was going to be the way I went viral. Like, I could never have ever freaking planned that. I could never have planned for my relationship to blow up and my business to blow up and all these things to blow up for me to then feel this internal place of, oh yeah, it all happened for a reason. Here's the lessons, guys. You know, you just can't plan that. So here's my tasks for you guys today. And there's definitely a lot more coming through me, but here's some tasks for you guys today. Where do I want to start with this? Where are you? Ask yourself, where am I waiting for something external to confirm my belief in myself? And how can I lean into a place of just belief in my knowing, belief in my actions, belief in my energy, belief in a higher power that's always been guiding me and always will guide me? How can I lean deeper into that part of me that knows that the vision and the sense of thriving that I get when I follow that vision and when I'm in flow with universal goodness, as I teach and talk about a lot. How can I just follow that? You know, when I first started following this concept of internal connection versus external validation, it was at the beginning of my journey. Everything, a lot of what I teach is starting from the beginning of my own manifestation and business and personal growth journey back in 2019. And I remember, you know, I was finally ready to go after the business. I was finally ready to put myself out on social media. I was finally ready to influence people and build something bigger that I had never built before, that I kept like one foot in and one foot out, and let me create a little bit of content and let me step back a little bit because nobody paid me from that. And just this like constant push and pull with the external world. It's like I knew deep in my heart and my body and my soul, before I even knew what a soul was, that was meant for me, that the business that I currently have and will continue to build was meant for me. But the external world just kept mirroring back to me challenges and kept mirroring back to me my own deepest insecurities, right? Of not being liked, of not being good enough, of not being received well, of people seeing me try to do something and not being perfect at it, you know? And those things were all just learning lessons, you know? And I started to really lean into the part of me that was like, you know what? I'm just going to keep going. I'm just going to keep creating. I'm just going to keep launching one thing after the next. And whatever works, works. And whatever doesn't work, doesn't work. But it's not going to be from this place of, I need to do this for money, or I need to do this to get likes, or I need to do this to get validation in any way. Or even, heck, I need to lose weight so that I can be good enough. It started to become a narrative of, I'm doing this because this is just what feels right in me. This what feels like I have no choice but to follow it. And I became so detached from the external that the external just started to flow. Because I was just in flow with the path that I just knew I was meant to be on. And I truly believe and have seen time and time and time again that the deeper we tune inwards and the deeper we tune into the universe's plan or God's plan, which is like we're connected to it, you know? You feel like it's right. You get that sweaty armpit, sweaty vajayjay feeling that I have talked about for years on here, that just like deep-seated yesness. And you keep going towards it. And the bathroom cries and the punching of pillows is just a part of it. But it doesn't waver the confidence in the deep belief of and the truth of what you know you're here to do and how you know you're here to be used and what you know your next steps are. You know, so when we say we lack confidence, it's because we're waiting for the external to change. But when we say we have unwavering belief and confidence, it's not that we don't question. It's not that we're not like, what the hell is going on? It's that we're so deeply connected to it and feel that it's so right, and we trust that feeling. So that regardless of what's external, we know we're moving towards it. We know we're taking the right steps, right? We don't need that external feedback to tell us yes. We have the internal feedback of yes. You know, so I don't know what you're going to do with this information, but I want to know if it landed with you. Please let me know by sharing it and, sharing it on your stories and DMing me about it, emailing me, doing whatever you want with it. But there's some other stuff coming through me in terms of confidence. I think when we confidently go after our manifestations, what we're truly asking for is just some sort of an upgrade, some sort of an up level, right? In our level of happiness and our level of goodness. But when you ask for that, you have to know that the challenges that you're facing and the uncertainty is just a part of it. And when things don't work out, it's just a reroute. or an opportunity for you to fight harder for it. You know, in the manifestation world, there's so much talk about things just being easy and what's meant for you won't pass you, and 100%, but are you actually going after what you want? Are you actually aiming for something? You know, because listen, it's going to be bigger than you could have ever imagined. Like, that's just, God has a way better plan than we could have ever thought out with our logical brain. Right? But that doesn't mean we don't aim towards something. Because let's say you see a really big vision and you're just so far detached from it. And you're like, I know it's there. It's just like really far away. Then there's other things right now that you can start to aim for. And here's the thing. By you aiming for those things now, what happens is that your energy opens up to receiving. You know you're showing up. You know things are adding up. You're doing the things. And your energy becomes an energy of receiving. You become a match for better things. You become a match for the in-between steps, which makes you a match for the bigger step way sooner than you could have ever anticipated. But what I see is people don't actually take the steps, right? Some people have the faith that it's going to happen way better and that what's meant for them isn't going to pass them, but they're not taking the active steps now. Right? And so perhaps where is there a place? And I mean, this is even a question for me as I've been manifesting, like, okay, now that people follow me for all of these reasons, and now I have all of this content and all of these programs and all of these, and so much to give people, how am I now then going to sell all of it and change people in all of these ways? Right? So it's, I still consistently question a lot of this stuff. And, you know, it's not perfect, but it's like, how can you just enjoy the process of figuring it out and enjoy the process of confronting some of your biggest fears and being like, crap, that needed to happen. That needed to happen to uplevel me. That needed to happen for me to now be the person I knew I was always meant to be. I feel small now. How can I expand and be bigger in that faith of the plan, in that faith of a higher power, in that faith of just, like, here I am. You know, one of my favorite mantras recently has been like, hold on, which one did I? There's a lot of new mantras. Damn it, now my brain just remembered all of them. I don't know, I'll just rattle some of them off. God blesses me daily. I'm ready to be used for good in the world. And none of this means that I don't believe I've already been used for good. None of this means that I don't believe that God has already blessed me. It just is a rewiring of my brain and a rewiring of what I attract now, right? And forever and in the future. And sometimes things resonate with us at different times, but God blesses me daily. God uses me for good daily. I'm ready to receive. I'm ready to give. I have so much. One of these that resonated with you guys, I've been sharing mantras on my social media almost daily. One of them was, I have so much light, love, and knowledge to give the world. And that resonated with you guys so beautifully. And I'm so grateful because I feel that from you. I see that for you. Right? And doing things, I guess maybe this is one of the last points. Doing things from this place of, I have so much to give. Because you genuinely do. You genuinely feel it. You know, and there has been points throughout my journey where I didn't have a lot to give. Where I didn't have a lot of energy to put out into the world. Where I didn't have that capability to create and give to other people and take on clients into my space and build something bigger and even write the book. Like I've been talking about, like, things just adding up for me recently, and especially in terms of my business, but also in different areas of my life. Writing a book has been something that has been on my heart for a very, very long time. And, you know, I always said, like, one day, one day, one day. And that day came earlier this year, and I've been in the process of writing it weekly. And it's been one of my favorite projects to work on. And, you know, I could always lean into the space of, well, is anyone even going to read this book? Is anyone even going to buy this book? Despite the fact that I've already had people DM me, or even ask me for years, when are you writing a book? I've had clients ask me that, I don't know, since 2020, I would say. And people are always like, I'm going to be the first one to buy your book. And you know, obviously I want it on a larger scale than what it happens right now. Maybe not obviously, but that's something that I do desire. But moral of the story is I could have been writing the book earlier. I just didn't have the energy to give. I just didn't have the energy to flow through me. I didn't have that readiness, right? Confidence in your manifestation also, I talk about this all the time, requires a readiness. I talk about everything all the time, by the way, guys. So if you're kind of new to my work, you will hear a lot of repeating themes and thoughts and different anecdotes and different things adding up and lots of light bulb moments. And I just believe that my content lands with the right person at the right time. So everything I say is repeated among almost everything that I create, including my book, but in different ways, right? And that's really helpful to help us rewire and relearn things. But I could have written the book years ago, back in 2020, when people started asking me. I just didn't have it within me. So desiring more confidence is actually leaning into, this is a good one, what are you ready for? You know, you could have the bigger vision and the bigger goal like I had for the book, which will be self-published later this year or early next year, depending on my readiness level and my ability to push myself out of my comfort zone, you know? It's a scary freaking thing. But what are you ready for? You can have that bigger vision, but in the beginning, even though I knew I wanted to write the book, it wasn't something I was ready to do. It was a future thing, and that's okay. But you'll know when that moment comes. So there's something within you now that you know you're ready for, that you know you're ready to do, that you know you're ready to receive, that you know you're ready to push yourself with. Right? So it's not about, I've had clients in the past where we talk about their monetary goals, or we talk about their, I don't know, course enrollment goals or whatever it is. And, you know, they say a number because it's really big. And I always challenge my clients to go really big, but their belief isn't there. You know, so you have two options. You can choose the bigger goal and work on your belief, knowing that that's your goal, knowing that that's your work. I have to work on my belief to add up to that bigger vision. Like if I started writing my book years ago, I would have had to start writing it, but also work on my belief. Now my belief is there because my readiness is there. And so now my belief is just people are going to buy the book. The book is going to be really impactful. This book is going to change people's lives. Right? It's going to bring massive abundance to myself and other people. Like I have different beliefs than had I had to work on my belief that I was good enough to write a book. Now I feel good enough to write a book. But that was from years of working on my belief. You get what I'm saying? So there's something that you're ready for. And then there's the thing that's bigger. You can either just go for the thing that you're ready for now, because that'll give you the most confidence, or you can work on your belief in the meantime and go for the bigger thing. Either way, instead of confidence, what if you're craving readiness, you're craving trust, right? Because confidence just feels external. And if you constantly search for confidence, you'll constantly be searching for the external. But what if you're actually searching for a readiness? I like that concept. That's a new concept that came through me today that has not been repeated previously. Maybe it has. I don't know. you let me know. but yeah, it's a readiness. Do the things that you could fully get your energy behind and your belief system behind. You know, if I had tried to write the book before I was ready, I truly don't believe that it would have been as good. I could have, but it wasn't right for me. And then there's been times where I push myself completely out of my comfort zone, things that I'm totally not ready for. But I'm like, it's kind of time, so I'm going to do it anyway. And then I push my beliefs quicker to get my full energy behind it. And then there's places where I see things that I want and I'm like, just no, not yet. I know it will happen, but just I'm nowhere in that realm, right? And I think that gets to be a fun process. It's not a judgmental process. It's a fun process. It's a knowing that that bigger vision is there and I'm moving towards it. And whether I'm fully ready to embrace it right now or I have these little smaller ones. Goals before the big goal to happen. You know, like it just is a process. You're already getting there. But you will not have that full belief. You will not have that full readiness if you're not taking any action. Right? So aim for something. That's, I guess, one of the biggest things I want you to take away from here too, is aim for something. Don't aim for nothing. Don't continue just doing the same thing unless that's really what you want and it's adding up in the way that you want. But is there a way you're craving to be challenged and craving to stretch yourself and craving to alter your beliefs and craving to shift, craving to put yourself out there bigger, in a bigger way, in a more impactful way? Living the life now that you truly want, right? So I guess I'll leave you guys with that. I hope it served you. Lots came through me. I feel like it's an unfinished kind of podcast-ish, but I feel like it was good. So you finish it off with whatever you need. Let me know what comes through you. I love you, and I will see you soon.